What's up, empaths? This is Evie. You're listening to Empath Evolved. Today is the catch-up episode. Where have I been? What have I been doing? Did you even notice I was gone? All these and many more questions will be answered in this quick catch-up episode. All right, so in October, November, December, January, I got really, really, really busy with one of my businesses and ended up having some breakthroughs in terms of my personal philosophy, fueled by getting two different certifications. One was as an emotional intelligence practitioner, and one was as an integrative wellness practitioner. And in doing the coursework to get those certifications, there was a lot of internal work that had to take place. And a lot of it was extremely inspiring and uplifting, and ended up changing my perspectives on life and how I feel. In many ways, it feels as if I reset the clock on my life and kind of erased the last maybe 2 decades. I feel like I'm the person that I was supposed to be all along. A lot of healing has happened, and I also started working with my therapist again and had some more insights and reconciled some, I don't know, it's like blind spots, but also some residual trauma. And as a result, a lot of things in my life have gotten better. One thing is the way that I have noticed my relationships are changing. At this point, I am better able to maintain and establish my boundaries. I don't know if many of you have struggled with boundaries. Some people do. Some people are more codependent than others. I do have codependent traits, which I've always known. And for a lot of my adult life, trying to find, maintain, and establish boundaries has been a huge theme. Actually, it's probably been a theme since my childhood. I've always had a really strong self-identity of knowing who I am, what I like, and felt very confident in my preferences and was always very communicative about what I want and what I need. My issue was actually accepting and recognizing people who couldn't give me what I want and what I needed. Rather, I would like articulate it, ask for it, and then just like not make the connection that not getting those things is an answer and I need to like walk away. Eventually, I did end up walking away from several relationships, friendships, romantic, whatever, family. But it would sort of hurt because I wouldn't feel as confident in my personal philosophy and my choices as I would hope to feel. Sometimes I would feel very secure in my choice, but there would be like pain associated with it in most scenarios, not all, but most. And the ones where it wasn't there, it was because I took a lot of damage. Like the relationship and me, like neither, the relationship was so profoundly like awful that there was no room to doubt. And I'm at a point in my life where I don't want that to happen. I don't want things to be destroyed for me to honor how I feel about things or what I need and want. That doesn't seem healthy to me. And it's not in alignment with who I want to be. I am someone who's approach to life is centered on love. I do things I love. I spend time with people I love, and I operate out of love because that makes me happy. I just want to feel good and enjoy my life. And when I'm in relationship with other people and I feel like I am being attacked a lot, and it's like objective. The thing is, I'm not a reactive human being because I have so much ownership of my bullshit that I know what's me and I know what's not me. But there will be times when I'll be in a relationship with somebody else and they're insisting that like I'm doing something that I am not doing, that I'm feeling something that I'm not feeling, and I'm at this point too exhausted to fight other people and their perceptions of me. It's like if you are determined to see me in a specific way, you can do that and I'm going to leave. That's where I'm at in my evolution right now. Like, no hard feelings at all. After doing my coursework in the emotional intelligence and integrative wellness, I realized that I have no hatred for anyone whatsoever. There have been bad things that have happened to me in my life, things that were extremely painful that took me absolutely down to my foundations. There were times when I did not want to be alive anymore. And there were times when I almost very closely acted on my impulses, and I was lucky that I did not. I know that's heavy and that's dark, but I have felt those feelings, and I've been to those dark places, and I also really still absolutely love life. I would say the love of my life is being alive. That's the one thing that I love the most. Even when it's scary and when it's hard and I'm challenged, there's something so beautiful simply about being alive, taking a breath, seeing the sky, reading a book. It's just physically also just a wonderful experience to be alive. I'm an Enneagram 8, so I really am a very physical person. I don't like thinking, and I also don't like heavy feeling. I want to take action. I want to do stuff. Like, I don't like just stewing in my own misery. I find it really boring. And I also just can't sustain it. It's overwhelming. Like, I'm just not wired that way. So it's like, I have come to a point in the last couple months of just living my life the way I want to live it. I don't want to apologize to anyone for anything. I mean, anything that I want to do, unless of course I do something that is like, that hurts someone, in which case I actually love constructive feedback and hearing how my actions are being interpreted by the people that I love, so I can become better at meeting their needs and also expressing my own. Because that's the thing with having needs and wants. You can't just bluntly say them, which I've done, and expect a good response unless the person doesn't hear that as a criticism and they're really open to you. You know, if the person's really open to you, you could say a lot of stuff and it might not be very beautifully presented and wrapped, and they're like, okay, I'll help you with this. And I have really good friends who've held that kind of space for me, who have helped me really refine how I communicate. And I also am in a speech group, and I occasionally read books on communication, but especially about like psychology, and I try to figure out how to be better at being a person, how to be better at interacting with other people, because I care deeply about how I'm impacting other people. Deeply. And when I get in a situation where I feel like I cannot make a positive impact, it hurts me so badly that I have no choice but to leave. Like, because I don't want to hurt people with my presence. And so as much as that sucks, like, I have to leave. And at this point in my development, I simply respect that about myself, because as I said, my new philosophy is, well, I might not have said this actually, I want to feel as much joy, pleasure, and happiness every single day as is humanly possible for me. And that means even on the days that are bad and painful, that I find something beautiful in my own process and in my own experience, and just accepting what is about where I'm at every given moment. And feeling that shift and finding that resilience inside has been extremely powerful and meaningful for me. And it hasn't been something that I have actually talked to my loved ones about, so it's kind of been a secret. Surprise! So my own internal frameworks and my philosophy are shifting and changing and grounding down into reality. And I can say, in many ways, I'm not really the same person that I was before, but in some ways I'm exactly who I was always trying to be from childhood. And so that's where I've been, that's what I've been doing, going back home to myself, feeling one with myself, finding joy and pleasure in simply being alive, and allowing myself to just be happy, because I'm really good at being happy and actually love being happy. And I'm so grateful to my friends and family who have walked this journey with me, who have let me love them, who have respected my boundaries. There were definitely, in the last couple months, some boundary breaches from people that were really weird, and they're not my inner circle people, and I had the opportunity to, like, really refine. Like, I was tested in the last couple months, and I was happy with the conclusions I came to, and I was happy with the growth that I walked through as well. I now have absolutely no apologies about doing whatever I have to do respectfully to keep myself happy and to protect my peace. And I don't think that anyone can ask much more of another person to kindly and genuinely, firmly respect themselves, because it's only from a sense of self-respect that you can respect others. So I've been tested a lot in the last several months. That's where I've been. That's what I've been doing. It's been a huge growth process. It's been fucking amazing at times, to be honest. There were some really beautiful things that I went through that I will be forever grateful for. And I really look forward to continuing this podcast for season two. I think I want to try doing some book reviews as well, because I've been reading a lot. And I really can't wait to share this journey with all of you beautiful empaths. I'll talk to you later. Bye.